Okay. Okay, well, thanks to everyone for organizing this, first of all. And I should begin by admitting that it wasn't the easiest task in the world to compress about a year's worth of really productive and often very challenging discussion into a 10-minute presentation. In the end, what I decided to do was organize the presentation around three kind of issue areas that I think we originally kind of coalesced around in the original meeting in Sussex about a year ago, and show how these considerations have been developed over the last year within discussion forums and our collective work on the wiki. So the dangerous task of compressing about a year's worth of solid discussion and work, which is very productive and thus necessarily extremely messy, into three neat blocks of considerations, leaves quite a considerable excess. I can't promise, therefore, that the diversity of our discussions are entirely reflected in this presentation, nor can I promise that what I intend to talk about within the presentation would be unanimously endorsed by all group members. And these group members are Andrew, Sven, and Philippe, who hasn't been able to make it. And so apologies to you guys if you feel like I've passed over anything very important. I can assure everyone here that that's a failure on my part to synthesize these things and not a reflection of or a comment upon the work of the group. On that note, and if I could say one more thing before getting into the group's work, although we have discussed this to a degree in the forums, and that's while this messiness of our work makes it very difficult to make presentations, the experience of doing the wiki in particular has displayed to me, at least, how productive this messiness can be. The very fact that we don't have an extremely clean and polished methodology yet, that we come to these questions from very different angles, I think was crucial to the success of the wiki. Very interesting questions were raised and empirical details discovered by each of us working according to different understandings of what history, genealogy, and the critical analysis of temporalities of security meant. Now, I know by the end of this project we need to write a chapter collectively on our methodology, and that means we're going to have to iron out some of these creases and probably be a little bit more critical of each other and within our discussions collectively. However, it does raise an important issue, which Philippe, who's not here, raised within the discussion forum. That's how can we work towards the construction of a common methodology that doesn't become too rigid or systematic, where individual curiosity and the ability to follow one's intuitions are preserved. Better, how do we create flexible methodologies which can respond to and are malleable in the face of diversity of problems, which encourage critical thought, creativity, and individual initiative, whilst maintaining a certain coherence and rigor. And on this note, I just want to bring up pretty quickly that methodology, I think, itself is a kind of security project. And it can constrain, but it can also open things up. If we're to hang our hat here on criticality within this group, then I think that means questioning the value of methodology, which is talking about the value of critique and also performing a critique of values. What I mean by this is I think methodology is still often cast within this Kantian framework in which criticality is subverted to purposes of establishing truth, of discerning legitimate from illegitimate forms of knowledge. What happens if we reverse this then and we allow truths, small t truths, empirical truths, to be collected and mobilized in order to perform critique, in order to create problems and problematizations, and to provoke thought. So I'll leave that for now, and I'll quickly kind of scan over some of the stuff that we've been discussing in these forum sections. The first of these common interests, then, is a common interest in the politics of history. Firstly, we're interested in questions of how to study the political events of history. Particularly in our early forum discussions of Dreyfus and Rabineau's Michel Foucault and Bain's Foucault Revolutionizes History, we discussed genealogy as a kind of history, which looks to dispense with teleological narratives such as the gradual realization of freedom, or reason, or the reconciliation of man with nature. Instead, genealogy looks to focus on the contingency of history and the role of contestation in its advance. In this respect, we're drawn to problematizations as specific sites of contest, which follow from, following Rabineau and Anthropos today, an event which brings an object, a concept, or a practice to thought. And so problematization is something which encourages and provokes reflective forms of thought on things that we just take for granted, that we do day-to-day without really reflecting on them. Problematization is something that's thought-provoking. Here we're especially interested in Rifus and Gravino's description of genealogy as a history of interpretations, which, and I quote, emphasizes how discursive rules are appropriated and used. Expanding on this, Andrew writes, for instance, the aim of an archaeology genealogy is not to write a history, but to show the historical contingency of a given discourse, thus relativizing and de-essentializing it. Secondly, with regards to the politics of history, we're interested in how the representation of events within history is itself political, insofar as the representation of events in history, and especially the way they're mobilized to convey lessons learned, informs thinking and acting in the present. Genealogy is thus geared not only toward the investigation of problematization in the past, but is involved with the critical project of acting upon history so as to problematize the present. Genealogy aspires to be thought-provoking, in the sense used above, of returning to reflective thought that which was taken for granted, instrumentalized, or technologized. Our interpretation of genealogy thus follows from Nietzsche's description of it, and I quote again, acting against time, and thus on time, for the sake of a time one hopes will come. The second of our common interests is an interest in the critical potential made available by shifting experiences of temporality and understandings of the structure of history and time. Specifically, we share a common curiosity in the implications of thinking history as a complex field rather than a linear progress of past presence. To me, the language we use when describing this interest drew heavily upon the metaphors from the complexity sciences. So we talked about tipping points, bifurcations, nonlinearity. I guess the question we ask then is how have discourses, including but not limited to the complexity sciences, affected not only our thinking, but possibly even our experiences of temporality? How are these discourses a reflection of changing experiences of temporality? Moreover, how can we mobilize these discourses in the services of adding to the critical potential of our project? In our latter discussion forums, especially those articles of Hodge, Caldwell, and Clow, I believe this is what we are getting at. And hopefully now that we can direct our attention away from this wiki, we can continue these really fruitful discussions. Related to this interest is our interest in the shifting temporalities of security technologies themselves, security technologies and threat, which I think emerged most explicitly in our discussion of Clow's work on governance and our collective work within the wiki. As I believe Sven will speak in his presentation, is it later today? In his presentation on the technologies of kettling. I'll refrain from going too much into detail as to what we discussed here, but rather kind of skip over to our third consideration, which is on a related note. And this is an interest in the strengths and weaknesses of a genealogical method in critically analyzing the contemporary security dispositif. This may in fact be the consideration that we've developed the least at present, but which I think holds the most promise for our work. The reason I think so is because it's here that we find a basis for moving beyond Nietzsche or Foucault's genealogical method, of which there's already countless textbooks written. So not just then, how can genealogy be improved by mobilizing contemporary discourses within the complexity sciences, etc., but in what ways must genealogy be refashioned so as to maximize its critical potential to critically analyze and problematize our contemporary? In essence, this entails continuing the questions we had just begun to discuss before starting our work on the wiki, questions regarding the specific temporalities of contemporary security technologies, as well as their relation to other technologies operating according to different temporalities within the contemporary dispositif. So, for example, how are preemptive technologies which presuppose radically contingent nonlinear futures dependent upon technologies of insurance and law in which the past is depended on as a repository of lessons learned, which can be extrapolated linearly into the future in order to manage it? But it also means questioning the temporality presupposed by genealogy itself, if we are to recognize genealogy as a historically constituted practice. these are the considerations that we have, that we started with, and this is kind of how they've continued at present. As I said, there's still some work to be done firming them up, but I think that generally kind of outlines our project thus far. Just very quickly then, before concluding, with regards to planned future collaboration, I should mention that we do have an ISA panel submission entitled Temporalities of Security, in which myself, Philippe, and Andrew will be participating, although Sven has unfortunately had to pass this up. Peter Burgess, though, will be on the panel as well, doing a paper. Sounds very interesting, the time of security. Secondly, there's been some discussion amongst group members on publishing the work that we've been doing in the wiki, and I think that's something that we need to talk about into as this workshop goes on, what exactly we're intending to do with the work that's being generated from the wiki and what kind of publication opportunities we're thinking, and how best, I guess, to strategically place that. So I'll leave that in that for now.